In an old house in Paris that was covered with vines, lived 12 little girls in two straight lines. This Christmas, though, the nasty flu works its way through the boarding school, and only Madeline manages to stay healthy. Determined to save Christmas for her friends, Madeline's going to need all her imagination and a small miracle. And speaking of miracles, Madeline is here at KHSU from the Ferndale Repertory Theater, and she's here with Jason Chan, and they are both Madeline herself and Harsha, the Indian rug merchant. I'd like to welcome you both to the magazine. How are you guys today?
Doing well.
Yeah, I'm doing good too.
Doing good? Taking a break to come onto the radio from the play? When's the next time you're in a show?
Tonight. Yeah.
And how many more days are left?
Four.
4 days.
Yeah, exciting but sad, like, because they're going to miss the whole cast.
Yeah, you get really friendly with everybody in the show, don't you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been rehearsing together?
I don't know.
We started about a month and a half before the show opened.
Okay.
So yeah. We've been together for about 2.5 months. And yes, definitely get to be a little bit of a family when you have every evening together for such a long time.
And speaking of family, we've got a little baby in the room, so nobody worry about that, including Mama over there. Don't you worry about that baby. We can handle it. So, Grace, would you care to ask Jason a few questions about the play Madeline's Christmas? And this is, again, at the Ferndale Repertory Theater.
Yeah, I was wondering, why did you decide to be in Madeline's Christmas?
Well, I've worked with almost all of the young ladies that are in Madeline's Christmas before, and I would say that doing these shows with the kids is probably the most fun I have in theater. They just are a pleasure from start to finish, and they're so engaged, and they're so excited about what they're doing, and I think this is maybe the third or fourth show I've done with at least 3 or 4 of the young women are in this. And I'd say that that's probably the biggest reason I like to do these shows.
Grace, do you have another question for Jason Chan?
Yes. What's your favorite part in the show?
Well, let's see. We have a song, my character and Madeline, where I teach her a little bit about magic and what the magic word is. And we have all kinds of juggling and special magic tricks and special effects that happen during the song. And I'd say that that's my favorite part of the show, especially when it goes right, because there's a lot happening in that scene. And it's probably the most challenging 2.5 minutes that I've ever had in theater.
Oh, my goodness.
To make everything work.
And Grace, let's find out about you a little bit. Are you in which grade?
I'm in 5th grade.
And how long have you been doing plays?
I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 years.
Is it a lot of work?
Yes, it's definitely a lot of work.
Do you go to school and then also rehearsals?
Yeah, and it's during rehearsals, like, because I've been in a lot of professional shows, but it's like school, you do your homework, and then, like, eat some dinner, and then you go straight to rehearsal for, like, 2 hours, and it's crazy.
Wow, and do you think you'll be in plays as you grow older?
I think so, yeah, definitely. My dream is to be on Broadway. I think that'd be
Is it hard to remember all the lines?
Sometimes, but once you just practice it, like we've been practicing for like a month and a half, and it's just like, it just sticks with you. That's really fun.
Does Jason ever forget his lines?
I'm not going to answer that.
Should we ask Jason how long he's been in theater?
Yeah, sure.
Or does he have another better question?
I do, actually.
Okay.
What other roles have you had at the Ferndale Repertory Theater?
Oh, well, I've had the privilege of having some great roles in Ferndale in the past. So I was Professor Harold Hill in The Music Man, got to play The Music Man. And I was Juan Perón in Evita. And most recently, I got to be The Beast in Beauty and the Beast. I would say that those are probably the 3 most prominent roles I've had.
And so, you guys, there's a few more matinees Saturday and Sunday and evening shows?
Yeah.
Yes?
And I think there's only a few seats left for the matinees, but there's plenty of seats left for Friday and Saturday night.
Okay, that's really...
Including tonight.
That's good to know. And tonight?
Mm-hmm. Tonight and Saturday night.
And who's the other Madeline?
There's a girl. She couldn't make it, but her name's Carson Hammer, and she's really wonderful to work with.
You guys do one play. How do you switch off?
Yeah. we switch off like roles because there's we play two roles, like a smaller role and then Madeline.
Mm.
And so tonight I'm going to play the smaller role and then she's going to be Madeline.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
So and how's the stage off down there? Is that a good stage and a good theater?
Yeah, it's actually pretty nice.
Pretty nice.
Yeah. Actually, for those who haven't been there recently, it's all new concessions and lobby area and all new seats with very comfortable seats with cup holders now. There's less of them, so there's a little bit more space for the patrons. If you haven't been to the theater yet this season, it's vastly improved from where it was.
How lucky to have new seats. You know, these theaters are so old in town, so it's great to get little upgrades, and seating is definitely important. So that's great. Anything else you'd like to share with us about the play?
Well, you can get the tickets online at ferndalerep.org or by calling 786-LIVE. We'd definitely like to fill the house tonight and Saturday night. An energetic, lively audience definitely helps the performers.
And it's good for all ages. It's an 80-minute play. And who's directing the play?
Daphne Endert is the director of the play.
Great. Something else, Grace, you'd like to?
No, I don't think so.
Did you have any other questions for Jason?
Nope.
Do you have a good question I could ask you?
No.
Okay, we did good. We covered all our bases.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's so amazing that you guys can remember all your lines and get out there. It's so brave to be in theater. And you're volunteers too, right?
Mm-hmm. Most of the time we remember all our lines. Last week, Grace says, you cut off a line and forgot to say something.
Oh, I remembered what line that was.
Did she say that during the play?
And then I said, so I don't do it again. What line did I forget? And she said, I forgot.
I always think it'd be fun to see bloopers because it's a lot of energy and a lot of fun to make mistakes. It's just as good as doing it well. And so that is hard. You have to keep going, right?
Absolutely.
Even if you forget a line.
Sometimes you forget a line and you have to make something else up and make sure that it fits with the rest of the play and with your character and that it doesn't disturb something that's going to happen in another scene. And there's a lot of thinking on your feet sometimes, which means it's better to remember your lines in the first place.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's your technique for learning lines, Grace?
Well.
Hi, Bodhi.
I don't know.
Isn't it a baby?
Yeah. I'm just kind of remember them, but one scene, all the girls are like at home and we're all singing and stuff. But it just the lines kind of mix together, like it actually makes sense. So that's kind of my trick. But yeah, it's not, I don't know, yeah.
Not one line. You see the whole, all the lines.
Yeah.
Interesting. How about you, Jason? What are your
tips? Well, I would say that's a good way to do it, and probably also true of me. You learn the lines, but until you actually are in the scene and interacting with characters, then you, like Grace said, you can start to put it together and you become that character to the point where the lines start to become automatic with whatever you're doing on the stage.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, I really appreciate you guys coming up. And so there are tickets for tonight and seems like a great play. It's an all ages friendly play, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
We're about out of time. So I'd like to thank you so much, Grace Humphreys.
Oh, I also want to say one more thing.
Please.
I just want to say that I've been working really hard, and I also want to say thank you for all the people who have been helping me, like, and supporting me, like, some of the friends from my school, they're actually coming, like three of them came last time, but I just want to say thank you because that means a lot to me.
It means a lot to you to have support and people come see your play.
Yeah.
Oh, great. How about you, Jason? I'd like to thank you for joining us, Jason Chand.
Thank you very much.
Anything you'd like to leave us with?
No, let's sell the rest of those tickets for Friday and Saturday night, though.
Okay, so we've got Friday night, Saturday, two shows, and Sunday, two shows as well?
There's a Saturday and Sunday matinee.
Okay.
But I think there might be a few seats left for each of those. There might be a few seats left for Saturday matinee, but Friday and Saturday night, there's plenty of tickets.
And then Sunday, is there an evening show? That's it. The last show is on Sunday, the matinee.
Yeah. Four shows to go.
Okay, and that's Ferndale Rep, ferndalerep.org. Thank you both for joining us, and your baby brother, Bodhi, who's only a month old, and Mama, Andrea. Thanks for joining us in the studio, you guys.
Thank you.
Good luck with the play.
Thank you.
Bye.